Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a healthy dose of humor and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that trips us all up at some point. Embracing imperfection and letting go of guilt. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this mythical, perfect version of yourself? You know, the one who never messes up, always says the right thing, and effortlessly accomplishes everything on their to-do list? Well, newsflash, that perfect person doesn't exist, and that's okay. Let's be real, life is messy. It's full of unexpected twists, turns, and sometimes downright embarrassing moments. But here's the kicker. Those so-called imperfections are what make us human. They're the cracks in our carefully constructed facade that reveal the beauty and authenticity within. So how do we ditch the guilt monster that often hangs around when things don't go according to plan? First, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel inadequate because everyone else seems to have their life figured out? Stop it. Remember, those picture-perfect posts are just snapshots in time, carefully curated moments designed to impress. Real life is a whole lot messier. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique path, quirks and all. Second, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend who's struggling. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of the learning process. Instead of beating yourself up over them, view them as opportunities for growth. What can you learn from this experience? How can you do things differently next time? Third, practice self-acceptance. This is a game changer, folks. It means embracing all parts of yourself, the good, the bad, and the downright goofy. We are complex beings with strengths and weaknesses, triumphs and failures. Accepting this wholeness allows us to show up authentically in the world and build genuine connections with others. Next up, redefine success. It's not about achieving some arbitrary standard of perfection or ticking off a laundry list of accomplishments. True success is about living a life aligned with your values, pursuing your passions, and making a positive impact on the world. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments, cultivating meaningful relationships, and constantly striving to be the best version of yourself, even if that best version isn't always perfect. Finally, remember that letting go of guilt is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip back into old patterns of self-criticism. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now, picture this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in hours of prep, practiced your speech countless times, but when you get up there, your mind goes blank. Suddenly, you stumble over your words, sweat starts dripping down your forehead, and the audience seems to be staring right through you. Sound familiar? We've all been there. It's easy to fall into a spiral of self-blame and guilt, thinking, I messed up, what an embarrassment. But hold on a second. You know what? That's okay. What you did next matters more than the initial stumble. Did you panic and completely derail your presentation? Or did you take a deep breath, regain your composure, and keep going? Chances are, you probably did the latter. You picked yourself up, dusted yourself off, and continued doing your best. That's what resilience is all about, acknowledging imperfections, learning from mistakes, and moving forward with grace. So remember, folks, embrace the messiness, celebrate your quirks, and let go of the guilt that weighs you down. You are enough, just as you are. Remember to take those small steps every day to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to embrace their imperfections. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to let go of guilt and embrace imperfection? Hit me up in the comments or send me a message. I love hearing from you guys. And until next time, keep shining your beautiful, imperfect light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.